Do you actually need a hormone test? Let's find out.
If you're tired of your hormonal symptoms, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Balance Your Hormones podcast. This podcast is to inspire you to learn about your health and take back control, empowering you with the tools to listen to and nourish your body. True health doesn't come from quick fixes. It comes from the choices you make every day. So get ready for some truth bombs and welcome to a community of women on this journey together.
You may not actually need a hormone test to balance your hormones because you can tell a lot from your symptom profile, a root cause analysis, your health history, your family history, your diet, and your lifestyle. And so by just identifying the gaps within these, you already have such a strong place to start rather than jumping straight to hormone testing. Hormone testing is never going to be a bad thing. So if you have the cash to splash, then why not do it and get more data? I'm definitely a science nerd, so the more data, the better. But just keep in mind that hormones change all the time. So you may be spending upwards of $400 on a hormone test one month that is then not reflective of what's going on the following month. So I do recommend hormone testing to clients whose symptoms are severe or complicated. And keep in mind that this is not the majority of people. So although a lot of people think their cases are complicated, they actually aren't to a trained practitioner. So they just seem complicated to the individual because obviously they're not a trained practitioner, so they don't know what's going on. But for someone who's worked with hormones and, you know, sees this all the time, it's very easy to kind of identify the gaps in most people. However, there are always going to be those cases that there's just a lot going on, or if the symptoms are really severe and the patient does have budget and they want to, have answers sooner rather than later, then of course we can do a hormone test and see where the hormones are for that month. But just keep in mind that once we start treatment, the hormones are likely or hopefully going to change, and therefore, you know, 2 or 3 months down the track, that hormone test may not be valid anymore. Also, I recommend hormone testing to clients if we have been working together for a few months and we haven't seen any improvements. So in that time, though, that doesn't mean that that time will be a waste. So don't always think that if you're not doing hormone testing straight away, that there's nothing that you can improve, because in that time, based on everything that I listed previously, so like the symptom profile, the root cause analysis, the diet, the lifestyle, the health history, all of that kind of thing, there would have been gaps that have been identified. And so those months would have been spent filling in those gaps, which is going to improve your risk of disease. It's going to improve a lot of your symptoms, but perhaps there are going to be a few pesky symptoms that have remained and haven't resolved yet. Keep in mind that this does take time as well. So it's not the end of the world if you haven't seen, all of your symptoms completely disappear after 3 months. That depends on a lot of factors and as well how long you've had those symptoms for and their severity. But it may be a few months down the line where we look at, okay, we've cleared half of your symptoms and then half of your symptoms have improved. Or maybe there's like, you know, maybe they haven't gone away completely. So now we want to really have a look at what your hormones are doing now that we've filled the obvious gaps. That way, at that stage, when you do make changes and you treat particular hormone pathways, you can be sure that the results or that you're seeing as a result of that treatment is from the work that you were doing on that hormone pathway, rather than changing or improving everything at once, which is what you would have been working on at the start, improving the diet gaps and the lifestyle gaps and all of that kind of thing. You would then know that the manipulation you're doing of the hormones, perhaps through supplements, is the direct correlation with the results that you're seeing. So it just, rather than doing everything at once at the beginning, it means that you fill in the more obvious gaps. And then if you need to, which you don't always need to, you can dive in deeper through hormone testing after those gaps have been filled. But if those gaps haven't been filled, then even doing a hormone test, you may be spending a couple months to fill those gaps anyway. And then after that, the hormone test isn't reflective of where you're at. So that's where I am saying that it could be kind of like an unnecessary spend if you're going to be filling those gaps anyway, and you're going to be seeing improvements and changes in your hormones anyway. So it's better to kind of find the gaps, do what you can on those, and then test, unless you've got the budget, and then go for it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to check out the links in the description for my free ebooks and for how we can work together if you want more help getting on top of your symptoms. If you enjoyed the episode, I would love for you to share it with someone else who you think would enjoy it too. Maybe share it on your stories, or I just love receiving messages, hearing your biggest takeaways and aha moments. Also, don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes. And remember that your health is your responsibility. So keep doing what you're doing, keep empowering yourself through learning about your body, and your health will follow.